And joining me live over the phone is Thomas Lively with the Oyster Ridge Music Festival. Thomas, good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
Well, appreciate you taking some time with us this morning. A big announcement made yesterday. Last time we had you on the air with us, it was, well, we hope the music festival is going to happen. We're still waiting for some things. And, well, I guess it's happening now for sure.
Yeah, it is happening. So yeah, we're really excited about it. And like you said yesterday, we were finally able to drop the big news with who we have coming here to Kemmer this summer. So yeah, really exciting. Looking forward to the end of July.
Well, it's July 23rd and 24th in Kemmer. Let's talk about who is coming that you announced yesterday. Tell us about these bands, who's coming and why you are so excited about this lineup.
So headlining this year, we'll have the Yonder Mountain String Band, who is a really big, really popular band that has a huge following nationally. That was kind of the holdup with our announcement, is they wanted to coordinate that with their national tour schedule. So we held up and dropped the whole lineup yesterday. But yeah, so Yonder Mountain String Band, I think there'll be a huge following of people coming up to watch that. And we were able to keep Reckless Kelly, who's another really big band, that a lot of people around here are probably familiar with. They decided to stick around. And another one that kind of just fell into our lap at the last minute was Tim Montana, who's really picking up a lot of steam, kind of country rock sound to him. And the thing with Tim is that he's going to be here on Friday early. So if anybody wants to watch Tim Montana, which would be a great show to see, probably be glad you saw him, early on here, but he'll be here from 3 to 5 on Friday. So make sure you get to the park early. It's going to be a good festival.
Well, that's a great three right out of the gate right there to open things up. Also looks like a Freddie Jones Band, Goodnight Texas, Will Wright, just to name a few. And that's a pretty star-studded lineup that's coming to the Oyster Ridge Music Festival this year, Thomas.
Yeah, it is. You know, most of these guys that headline most shows that they play at anywhere they go. So, you know, Freddie Jones Band, they've been around a long time. And when we first signed those almost 3 years ago from now, that was the one I really wanted to see, because, you know, listened to them back in college, and I'm really excited to have those guys here. Michigan Rattlers, they just dropped a new album today. So they're picking up a lot of steam also. But yeah, these guys are from all over the country. And we're excited to get them here to Kemmer, see Southwest Wyoming, and put on a great show for everybody that decides to come down and see us.
Thomas Lively with the Oyster Ridge Music Festival happening July 23rd and 24th, and the full lineup being announced yesterday. Thomas, for someone that hasn't been to this festival yet, tell us about it. Tell us what they can expect when they go to the Oyster Ridge in July.
You know, I think folks can just plan on a very laid back, open event, you know, very family oriented. You see lots of families just kind of hanging out in the park, visiting with friends. You know, people travel from all over the country, to come up here and see this thing. And, you know, we'll have lots of food vendors, and, we'll have drinks, of course. And, you know, it's just a laid back, good time where people can sit down, visit, and listen to a lot of good music.
Well, again, it's
and
coming.
Of course, it's, sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
That's the big thing. It is a free event, which is, pretty remarkable. You don't see these kind of artists at free shows. So make sure you come down and see us.
Well, that was what I was actually just going to say, so I'm glad you did. No admission charge into this thing, so you can go soak in as much live music as you want and not even pay a penny to get into this. Of course, it all happens on the Triangle in Kemmer, July 23rd and 24th. And again, we're speaking with Thomas Lively with the Oyster Ridge Music Festival this morning. Thomas, not only excitement over who's coming, but excitement that this is happening after it was canceled last year. And so there's got to be that extra level of excitement for this to take place.
Exactly. You know, people are excited to get kind of back to normal again, and I think we're going to see a lot of people come in for this. You know, it seems like concerts are finally starting up all around the country. Booking right now is really difficult with as much as is going on, you know, in the industry right now with everything firing up. But yeah, we're totally excited about it. We're extremely grateful to the city of Kemmer for all their help and support, and you know, of course, Lincoln County with all the support and help that they give to us with, you know, being able to bring in these big bands and make this thing happen.
Oyster Ridge Music Festival headlining Yonder Mountain String Band. Other groups like Reckless Kelly, Tim Montana, Freddie Jones, and more. Visit OysterRidgeMusicFestival.com for the full lineup and all the details. That's OysterRidgeMusicFestival.com, July 23rd and 24th in Kemmer. Thomas, thank you so much for your time. Anything we missed you wanted to mention about this year's festival?
No, just make sure you stay tuned to our website. We'll keep things updated as we try and cram everything in here to 2 months to try and get ready. But we'll be ready and excited to see everybody.
Thomas Lively and the Oyster Ridge Music Festival coming this July to Kemmer and Lincoln County. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network on Swift 98 and The Spur.